Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 2, 1806. The Wretched Rockies. While at Camp Chopunish, the explorers continue to gather specimens of plants and animals and describe them in great detail. Lewis wrote exceptionally long descriptions of these specimens in a scientific style, but Clark did his share and wrote the first description of the Louisiana tanager, Piranga ludoviciana, from a species obtained here at Camp Chopunish. The Corps are waiting in this camp for the snow to melt in the mountains so they can proceed on. With much anxiety, they watch the river rise and fall with the force of the current created by the rapidly melting snow. When June arrives, they are more anxious than ever to move on, but the Indians warn them that it is still too early to attempt to cross over the Rockies. Captain Lewis records his concerns.
McNeil and York were sent on a trading voyage over the river this morning. Having exhausted all of our merchandise, we are obliged to have recourse to every subterfuge in order to prepare, in the most ample manner in our power, to meet that wretched portion of our journey, the Rocky Mountains, where hunger and cold in their most rigorous form assail the wearied traveler. Not any of us have yet forgotten our suffering in those mountains in September last, and think it probable we never shall. Our traders McNeil and York were furnished with the buttons which Captain Clark and myself cut off our coats, some eye water and basilicum, which we made for that purpose, and some vials and small tin boxes which I had brought with phosphorus. Captain Meriwether Lewis, June 2, 1806.
Basilicum is a species of mint used in cooking and maybe in teas. The captains were really having to work to scrape enough goods together to make any trades. Their stocks were by this time just about depleted. Buttons were of value to the Indians, not as clothes fasteners, but as decoration. Monday, grass.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.